Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to another day, another show. It's Wednesday. Yeah, for some reason I had yesterday, it was Wednesday all day, but today's Wednesday, so actually gained another day in a way, right? Okay, so how's everybody today? Well, I have some good news. Yeah, good news. No, it's kind of good news. I'm starting to do classes, and they're online, and multiple group classes, live, video, whatever you call it, right? So I'm going to start doing those in a few weeks. So, but I'm still working on what kind of classes I want to give. I mean, basically, I have some ideas. So I'd like your input. No, there won't be psychic stuff involved. No, there won't be like predictions classes, anything like that. There might be some classes on psychic development. Might be some I'm leaning towards relationships and manifesting or creating relationships and maintaining relationships, and also a little bit more about the difference between men and women going into relationships. So that's what one of the things I'm working on. One of the things I'm thinking about are the psychic development, or strictly what I call a meditation. It's a therapeutic meditation to help you release blocks that keep you from getting what you want in life and keep you getting from being back on the path. So that's a couple ideas I'm throwing out there for classes. There are probably some other things. I'll think of some other things. I've been doing this for 20 something years, and I used to deal with classes about meeting your angel, which I thought was good, or meeting your spirit guide, which is kind of a cool class. Done those in the past. So what do you think? I'm going to ask you guys in the chat room, or ask you those in person that I talk to, what kind of class would you like to go to? They're not expensive. These are not expensive classes. An hour per person is about $10, which is pretty good, and which is very reasonable. I think the first class would be free. So we talked about doing the first one free and then building from there. And it depends on how many people. I would like to have at least 10 per class, if that makes sense. But, okay, but it's online, video. I don't know if you get to enter. I don't know all the details yet, but I'll probably be up and running in a few weeks. But I'm just looking for some input. If you hear the show later, you can write me on Blog Talk Radio or write me on Facebook and say, okay, this is the kind of class I'd like to see or I would go to about what subject. It's about relationships or money, I think, are the two key things, and maybe some other stuff. Okay, so let me take a couple calls. We're going to talk to some dead people today and maybe some past lives. Look at those. Yeah, I have some articles I wanted to share, depending on how many people call in. Or don't call in. I mean, it's about don't calling in, right? Not calling in versus calling in. So who's been holding? Oh, 562 and 519. Interesting. All five numbers, wherever they may be in this world, this wacky, crazy world we live in. Anybody watch? I read part of the State of the Union address. I didn't watch it last night. So everybody watch it. What do you thought of it? Well, there were some people, my friends, I have conservative friends on Facebook and liberal friends on Facebook and spiritual friends. And some of my conservative friends went off on the speech like, my goodness. Wow. I was like, whoa. Wow. Okay. So I thought, my goodness, not very tolerant of Muslims, especially. That's the impression I got. So, okay. From people I do. Facebook people. Okay, so let me take a couple calls and we'll go from there. Hello.
Hi, this is Rondrea.
Rondrea? Yes. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm okay. A little confused, but I'm okay. Still thinking about what kind of classes I'm going to give. I'm not sure what subject. Maybe about relationships or money or both or something like that. But it's not psychic. It's more about, I've been doing this for so many years now. It's like little things that people need to know about how to create or maintain relationships or money in their lives, which is important, right?
Yes.
Because we're the ones, You know, believe it or not, and I'm not preachy, and I'll let you talk in a moment, but I think we're the ones who stop getting what we want. We block what we want. So it's how to remove those blocks from what we want.
Yeah.
And how to maintain a relationship. That's the hardest thing for a lot of people. It does take two to tango, though.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. You could be the greatest person in the world, and then you have somebody who just. Yeah. Okay. So, what's going on in you today? What is going on? What is on your mind?
Well, let's see. Are you doing only mediumship, or can I ask about love?
Okay. Well, let's. Well, you can do one of the both because we'll talk about who maybe one of your ancestors wants to tell you about love.
Okay. Well, my
They're,
question
they are
really
watching you. They are watching you right now, you know.
Oh yeah, I know. My
is.
question
it's
is.
it's a male energy. It's not a female energy, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're probably thinking, oh, it's a grandmother or great grandmother, but no, it's not, okay? No.
Okay.
Okay, so what's going on?
Well, my question was, do you see me lasting with this guy I'm with now, or do you see another guy coming along in the future?
Well, dear, you're sabotaging yourself right there by saying that. You know that.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Because by you saying, will I be with this man? There's a problem in your relationships, or you wouldn't say that, right?
Well, there's not a problem. I don't know why I said that, but there's not a problem. I just wanted to see what you saw. Like,
Ah, what's
is
his,
this him?
what's his,
Like, you
what's
know.
his, what's his first name? So you want to stay with him. You're just wondering about him, right?
Yeah, his
It's
name
not
is
on,
John.
it's not on your side of the ledger that you're concerned about. It's just his side of the ledger, whether he's willing to stay with you, right? And if it will grow.
Yeah, that too. Yeah.
Okay, here's what I get. Now, this is from a relative, and it's a male side of your family. It goes back. It feels like a great uncle. It doesn't feel like a grandfather, but it feels like an uncle to a brother or one of your grandfathers. Okay? And what he's saying to you is this gentleman, John, is handpicked for you, handpicked by your family.
Oh, okay.
And the non-physical world, they handpicked him, and they pushed you in him in front of you. Okay?
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, the probabilities are very good. Now, people are squirrely. We do stupid stuff all the time, right?
Yeah.
Humans, we blow it. But your chances of blowing it are really low. And I get the word he's devoted to you, John. That's who I'm talking about, John, right? We're talking about John. He's
Yes.
devoted to you. He's devoted to you.
Oh, that's really good to hear.
And but here's the other thing about him that's really kind of cool, what I get. His straying, like wandering off the path and looking over the fence and the grass is greener, that feels like a very low percentage, okay?
Okay.
He doesn't feel like a hunter, female hunter. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
He don't get that. I don't get that energy around him. I get that he might be too boring at times. You know what I mean? Yeah,
Yeah.
he's kind of a little bit of a stick in the mud, if you know what I mean by that expression. Okay?
Yeah, I know.
But that's good though, because then he's not out wandering looking, you know, like, oh, let's go out and check this out. Yeah, right. So no, he's a sticker. Sticks to you. He sticks to you too much, right?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, see, but he's good for you. Slows you down a
Oh,
little
okay.
bit. Slows you down just a little bit. So I don't see, you know what? The only downside I see in your relationship is you getting bored with it.
You might be right about that.
Well, give it some time and see what happens. I mean, you know, like as I said, we can mess up, we can create or maintain a relationships. So you're the one who's like the fire in the relationship. You have to keep the fires burning. Now, women don't always like to do that. I know that. Well, the man's take charge and plan all these things out, but in this case, you're going to have to do some of that. Okay?
That's probably why I was going to say real quick that I'm a, you know, do you know about fire signs and astrology? I'm a fire sign. I'm a Leo, and he's
Yeah,
not.
well, yeah, you're Leo's. What is he?
His birthday is January 26th, so is he? I can't think of it right now, but is that Capricorn? It's the other one behind it.
He's an Aquarius.
Aquarius, yes.
He's an Aquarius. See, he's kind of low. He's a water sign. So he's kind of slow. Not mentally, but he's not, he got the picture I get him is like, you see the pictures of the swimming pool with a guy on the float, floating around on the swimming pool. That's him.
Oh, okay.
With a
Got
drink in
it.
hand, floating on the pool, just watching the sky, watching the clouds float by, Not really a big hurry to get anything done, right? Where you're a go-getter. You want to move on with life. You want to go tackle, wrestle alligators, right? So that's the only problem. That's the only downside of your relationship. So you have to build the fire. You don't expect him to do that.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to kind of know that. It's like don't expect it from somebody who's not their nature to do something that's completely outside their nature. Okay? Got it?
Okay. Got it.
So that's the only downside. Other than that, you have a pretty good relationship because he's not going anywhere. And you really don't want to go anywhere anyway. You
No,
really
you're right.
do like him.
Yeah, I do. He's the father of my first child. I only have one child, and he's a yeah, I like him a lot.
Okay, just hang in there. Just don't get discouraged, and you got to build little fires here and there, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
But I do get this for him. Now, I know I'm taking a lot of time on this, but I got other callers. But you just have to give him problems to solve. He will solve problems.
Oh.
You have to bring up
Okay.
problems. Oh, we got this problem. I think I need your help on. I got this problem. I need your help on. If you do that, you're going to build a little fire under him once in a while. Okay?
Okay.
Get him off watching those home improvement channels on TV, right? Okay? Take
Okay.
care. Have
Okay,
fun.
you too. Bye.
Bye. Yeah. Yeah, we sometimes expect people to do things that just aren't their nature, and that's kind of crazy, isn't it? We can, yeah, okay. Well, let me take this person, 519 you've been holding, and then we have a somebody who looks like a Skype, our Windy Hill. Hold on a second. Hold on a second, folks. Somebody was asking me a question, so they're right back. Let me take a call. Hello. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. How
Do
beautiful.
you have a name?
I have a name. My name is Karen.
Karen, what's going on today?
Just was gifted an hour, was feeling very low in energy, and I felt very blessed, and I just noticed your call, so I just thought I would join the conversation and see if you had any advice for me.
Advice. That's a big question. Any advice? Eat more vegetables. Is that a good one? You like that one?
That's a good one.
I'm playing with you a little bit because that's like an open-ended question. Like,
I'm sorry.
I have these articles I read about eating healthy and so forth because I believe in, part of spirituality is taking care of our bodies, right? So it's like,
It is.
cut out the salt, cut out the sugar, stop eating foods that you like, So, any
Very
specific area
powerful.
of your life that you want information on? And let me see if I pick up an ancestor or two that might want to have some information for you. Okay, so
Okay.
any area, any particular area of your life?
I'm noticing a pattern. There's throughout our family, I've lost two little brothers to suicide because of them not feeling loved enough, and almost a son. And it just seems to be a pattern, or maybe it's even a generational pattern of, not feeling loved. And I feel I'm in a relationship where it also triggers that with me, knowing that it's not the relationship that is very much that part of us.
That's sad.
Yeah, it's very sad.
Okay, I agree with you, and then I get this, and psychically, and also from doing this for a long time, that patterns do establish themselves in generations, because it, belief. Well, just call it a belief system, right? Our belief systems, not religious, but our belief systems, set in on us at a very young age. By the time we're 10 or 11 years old, most of our beliefs are already set in, right? So
Right.
if you believe in a child, I'm not loved, I can't be loved, I'm not lovable, and
Yeah.
you get that energy from your family, right? Follow me?
Right.
You
I get it.
you've already tipped your scales in a bad direction.
when you start right?
How do you change it, though? It's not about so much whether you believe, you know. Well, I'm sorry, your question, let me, because I was going to give you, I'm going off in a different direction, but what's your question?
Well, I find that this seems to be a pattern with all of us, and I'm, you know, wondering when I get into a relationship if my perception of, you know, that it's, that there's things going on is based on my belief, my non-love.
Yeah, you choose people that aren't lovable.
Hmm.
Because that's what you were trained to believe. Choose people that aren't lovable. Choose them a little cold, right? You get them a little cold, a little callous, a little self-absorbed, right?
Mm-hmm.
Versus somebody who's open and sharing and generous and trustworthy and affectionate and always there to do things for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody who's very romantic and you feel always constantly like this person that you're with is looking out for your interests and wants to treat you in a special way. You don't feel like a princess, right?
No, I'm very, he's very kind to me, but I don't feel like I'm that special person.
Okay, well then now you gotta, yeah, well, but that's important to you or you wouldn't bring it up, right?
Well, yeah, because you
you have to decide now what you want to do. You have to ask God or the universe. I want to be in an environment where I feel special and loved, right? And where it's very reciprocal, it's very mutual. It's a big giant flow back and forth of this appreciation and love, and you know, all this warm and fuzzy stuff is going on, right? Is that what you want? That's what you're asking the universe for, right?
Yes.
Now, psychically, I don't know the person's name, but do I see him changing? Yeah, he might move a little bit, because you have to put that energy out there. He might move a little bit, but probably not to the level you want it. And I hate to say that. I don't want to discourage you from your relationship, but I don't see a lot of movement that direction, okay?
Yeah, I feel it more going the other way because I do kind of know about somebody else and I just don't know if he's strong enough to stay, you know, in his marriage.
I would say to you that what you need to do is put it out there in your prayers or your meditation. This is what I visualize a relationship to be. This is what I visualize a relationship to be. In an ideal situation, this is what it looks like. Not the person, but the situation, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And you'll attract that. You'll attract that. But you got to be willing to let go of what you don't want.
I guess it comes from a fear of maybe not that I'm wrong. You know what I mean?
Well, you're afraid of being alone too.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And I don't want to be wrong because
I'm wrong in what? Well, okay.
You know,
yeah,
when
I see
my brothers, yeah, and then I think, okay, well, this seems to be a pattern in our family, then it's not about the person, so am I picking up or feeling things wrong because I have this same thing that's generational that seems to be following us?
But dear, you can let it go. You're not locked in to something that you can't change.
Okay.
You just have to switch to what you want. How do you want to be? How do you want to feel? Right? How do you want to feel? I mean, you could go to years of therapy if you want and work on this. That's your choice.
No.
But or you can decide, okay, God, universe, this is how I want. This is how I want to feel. I've seen this. I don't like it. I don't want this anymore. This is how I want to feel, and I'm putting that out to the universe. But here's the key here, and this is a law of attraction principle. I take a lot of time with these, but this is cool. This is good stuff. Very good stuff. You have to decide, this is what I want, but now I'm going to act this way towards other people. Mm-hmm. I'm going to raise my personal vibration to this level of loving, caring, affectionate, all these other stuff. Okay?
Okay.
That's how you want to be treated. You want to put it out how you want to be treated. Honest. Follow me?
I follow you. So loud
but
and clear.
If this other person in the relationship you're in, if they don't respond in kind, that's their problem, not yours.
Mm-hmm.
you're doing everything you can to build the spark and show the love and show the affection and show the tenderness and the romance and everything else, right? If the other person mm-hmm. isn't responding, they're going to show their true colors, and then you'll know, okay, yeah, I've done everything I can do to make this work, and they're not there, right?
That's right.
Or you can present the problem, or you can present it as a problem to this person you're with. Here's the problem. This is how I see a relationship. This is where my dream or my vision of a relationship, and I need your help to get there. And if they volunteer and say, yeah, you're right, we haven't been going there, let me work on that, that would be cool. But if he looks at you like you're absolutely crazy and walks out of the room, then you know, then doesn't come back and say, yeah, you're right. Sometimes men take about 48 to 72 hours to go, yeah, she was right. Don't expect an immediate reaction. But he may not, you know, if he doesn't come back in a couple of days and say, hey, you're right, we do have a problem here, then you know what to do, right?
Exactly.
So okay. Go for it. Just put out to the world and show the universe, this is how I want a relationship to be.
Okay.
And you might just run into somebody, you might bump into some other person, and they go, whoa, she's amazing. Look how much love she has to give. I want that.
You're amazing. Thank you for sharing your gift, because I hear you loud and clear.
Okay, go for it. But call back. Call me back. This is one of the classes I'm going to be, possibly this is an idea for a class, is doing this stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure that it affects a lot of us, because you do go into that cycle of, you know, analyzing and is it me, and doing everything you can possibly do and mistrusting. And, you know, it's following your gut, right? And like you said, it's creation.
Yeah. I'll let you go. Yeah. I got some other callers, but take
no
care.
No problem. Thank you. I appreciate
work on
that.
It.
Thank
work
you so
on
much.
It. But presenting the problem to him first before you dump him is a good way to do it. I have a problem. I see a problem here, and I need your help. I really need your help. And see where he goes with it.
All right. I love that. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much.
Take care. Bye now.
Bye.
Yeah, I learned that from a therapist, a relationship therapist, that whole principle about creating the problem. Here's a problem. I need your help with the problem, whatever it is, you know, here's my problem. I love to communicate and I wish we would communicate more, but here's my problem. So can you help me with the problem? It doesn't, you know, along that line, you never really sit, you never tell somebody, a man especially, let's talk. I know that sounds kind of, wait a minute, let's talk sounds like, or we need to talk. That brings up the mother image right away. It's like, oh, the back goes up, the mind shuts off, we need to talk. It's like, the end of the world. Oh, no, what does she want now? What have I done? Oh, no, you know. So it's more about, I need your help. Men are problem solvers. We are loved to solve problems. So it's being a problem solver. Oh, I have a problem. I need your help. You know, when he's in a good mood and he's eaten, maybe a beer or two, I don't know, whatever. And then, I need your help with something. Never let's talk. I know we did that. I remember doing that. Let's talk. That's an approach we'll just shut down somebody really fast. Okay, let me take another call. Hello.
Good morning.
You must be good morning. No, it's afternoon here. You must be far away in the land far away. Where are you?
I'm in your Tomorrowland. I'm in Australia. My name is Glennis.
Oh, wow. Oh, cool. I have friends from Australia. Beautiful people. Yes. You guys are fun.
Oh, wait, thank you. Yes.
Yeah, so some of you.
Some of us. We're like the rest of the world. Some are nice. And some are nicer.
Yeah. So what's going on? Glennis, right?
Glennis, that's it. Yes. I've enjoyed listening to you. It's lovely. I see that you're a channel and I'm medically intuitive, and I wondered if you see anything with my health.
Oh, boy. This is where I'm trying to be really careful, because health-wise, I always say you need to see whatever is told to you, see your family physician and make sure it's been checked out thoroughly, right?
I've had four visits to the doctor in the last couple of weeks. So I have a viral infection in my bronchi, and it's really difficult to get rid of it. So I wondered if there's something there in my being that I'm holding on to it, not wanting to release it.
Yeah, well, the word's rest.
Yeah.
The word is rest. The word is de-stressing and relaxing more. And don't be so driven at times.
Yes.
Okay? Your body needs to rest.
Mm-hmm.
Your body needs, I use the word oxygen or clean air, okay?
Yes.
There's something environmentally around you that's causing you problems, right?
I don't know what it is. I live in a rural area where I've got lots of trees and kangaroos and fresh air.
Yeah, but you also have a lot of plants too, right?
I do, yes.
And you have pollen. True, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And so that's what I mean. There's something, because I didn't see, like, in the city, I saw, like, the air, like, from plants and trees and stuff like that. Pollen that's affecting you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So have you been tested for allergies?
Oh, no, but my asthma is really bad at the moment.
Okay. Well, it's all interrelated.
Yes.
So when they say oxygen, it means that you have to clean up the environment that you live in and purify the air and detox mm-hmm. the air. Okay?
Yeah. Yes.
That would make a big difference in your life. Because it's not the pollution from the city that's getting you, it's our wonderful plants and trees.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just said your ass. Now, let me ask you a question. Is there a lot of dust around you?
Yes, there is, because we've got we built here 1 year ago, and we're still covering the dirt. And there's a fellow who's always crushing concrete not far away.
Okay. So I mean, wow, this is really interesting stuff. You know, in the dirt, in the dust, there's little tiny things inside there, right?
Yes.
Microbes. Is that the word I'm thinking for?
Yeah,
they're in the dust. So you're breathing mm-hmm. it in when you get the dust.
Yes.
So you have to purify your air, get your air purifier.
I've got a couple of those. I better start using them.
Oh, yeah, dear. Yes. Because you're breathing all this stuff in, you know, the dust and all that stuff. And then there's little guys floating around in there that are affecting you.
Do you know, that's silly. I've got 3 of those, and I haven't even thought to plug them in.
Well, I think I would, start doing it, immediately.
Yes.
And a little rest and a little bit of purifying the air, and you probably will feel better.
Magic.
Okay.
See what you need to, the things you need to remind yourself of.
Right. Well, that's what I heard. When I heard the word dust from spirit, they're just trying to kick that one in gear. You know, avoid the dust.
Good on you. It does take my breath, yeah.
Okay. You know what to do. Work on it.
I do.
Okay. Take care.
And thank you so much.
Is it really hot there? What part of Australia are you?
I'm in rural New South Wales, and it's very, very hot. Today is about 40.
Yeah, that's centigrade. That's about, in Fahrenheit, that's about 100 and something, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah,
pretty hot.
Quite hot, yeah, quite hot.
Yes, I have a friend in Sydney, so you're not too far from there, right?
No, about 3 or 4 hours.
Okay, well, that's close. You got a big continent, you know.
Very, very big. Exactly, that's right.
No, actually, my friend is in Melbourne, not Sydney. Okay, yeah, so, yeah.
Oh, well, that's much further. Yeah, that's about 10 hours, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, take care of yourself. Watch your
Thank
health.
Thank you. You have a wonderful day. Nice.
You too. Okay, bye
Thank
now.
You, bye.
It's early morning there. If it's what time is it here? Ooh, that's 7-hour difference. Or is it 5-hour? It's tomorrow, 7 in the morning or something like that there. It's Thursday in Australia at 7 in the morning, I think, something like that. If I remember the time thing and my friend, because we would chat every once in a while on Skype, and it was that kind of time frame. So I got another call. We're having fun today, aren't we? Our Windy Hill. Perfect. You know, I didn't relate the name to what I'm talking about. The wind, the dust, all that stuff blowing around. Ooh, no wonder she's got problems, right? Yeah, dust bothers me. Dust bothers my eyes a lot. Okay, let me take another call. Wow. Oh, that was interesting. Fascinating. You kind of get that energy going there and pick up their energy after a while. What's going on with the help? Hello.
Hello, George. How are you today?
I'm doing well, very well.
Yeah.
So what kind of class would you actually want to go to online?
Yeah, exactly. I wanted to ask that to you before I ask my question. What kind of classes are you guys planning?
I'm trying to get ideas. It could be about relationships, and it could be about money. It could be about creating or removing the blocks from getting what you want in life. It won't be psychically. I mean, it'll be things you have to work on to do to get there. But something like that. Because money and relationships are number one and number two in most people's lives, aren't they? Jobs and relationships.
Yeah. And it could be like, you could divide it into separate small modules of one day each, give them exercise and ask them to come back the next day or the next class. Like once you do, try to manifest something really small about your relationship in the next 48 hours and things like that, and then grow gradually on top of those.
That's an exercise from Pam Grout in E-squared and E-cubed, where she talked a lot about the 72 hours. Challenging the universe in the next 72 hours to bring you something. Yes. Okay, so what's going on with you today?
I'm looking for a job, and I've been sending my CV out. I'm very picky about the place I would work, my next job in terms of how it should be. I spoke with the HR. I'd sent my CV to a company called Cognizant through a ex-colleague, through a friend. I spoke to the HR today. He will progress my application to the next level. I am seeking a particular role, a designation, a level rather, which is associate director. So I think I am qualified, or I deserve that level based on my skills and experience. Do you see them giving me that eventually I'll let you answer.
Well, okay. So you want to know if you're going to get the job, basically, right? Odds are in your favor is how I hear it. Odds are in your favor. Now, the only thing that would do is keep you from getting it is you. But at this point in time, you're in a good place to do it, okay? You're in a good place to get the job. You just have to be patient in selling yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. Thank you. So
because you can't push too hard, but you have to be persistent enough. Just enough, okay? Okay, here's the words I hear for you. And I don't know if you have any follow-up calls, but it feels like what you need to be talking about is how good a team player you will be, how you fit into organization, how well you work with other people, how what kind of team player you are in the organization. That feels like it's really very important in this, okay?
Sure, sounds good. Thank you. I think I'm confident about the fact that they will offer me a job. But it could be at a different level than the one I am hoping. So, do you think when you say you got
you can work your way up, even if it's not. Once you get in, once you get your foot in the door, you can ramp up to wherever you want to be. Okay.
Yes, I can. I can certainly do that. But at this level, will they offer me the level which I am seeking, the associate director level?
Get a strong hit on that, and it might be one level lower, but it'll be close enough that you can move rather quickly into it. Okay?
Right. Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You take care. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you. And let us know about your online classes.
I'm sorry?
Let us know about your online classes and your ideas.
I will. Okay. Take care.
Sure. And you.
Let me think. What am I doing? Oh, we're talking to people. Yes. Okay. Nobody's in the chat room. What happened to all my chat room people today? Where are you people today in my chat room, folks? Nobody's in the chat room today. No questions in the chat room. So what am I doing? Okay. So let me do this. Let's take an article or two. And buzz into it. So if you're still with me and listening to, so once again, as I said, I'm doing these, working on these online classes. I basically have been accepted to do through this organization to do the classes. Now I just have to come up with what classes to do. I had a nice long conversation with a gentleman today about doing this. And so it'll be fun. And they're in the same mindset I am about prices and length and, you know, all that sort of thing. So it's going to be reasonable. What was I going to say? Yeah, so the type of class. I'm thinking about relationships. And I'm thinking about money and relationships or manifesting or removing blocks that keep us from keeping the universe from getting what we want in life. Something like that. So what do you think? Tell me. I'm going to hear from you folks on what you think about the kind of classes I should be doing. And, okay, so, well, that's my little, I'd love to do that. I'd love to help people this way. It's going to be so much fun to do this sort of thing. Okay, let me get into an article. What was that? An article I looked at earlier. And, okay, so it's from beliefnet.com. 10 things that steal your joy. Ooh, yeah. Well, but once I go through this, we'll flip to the opposite side. Because if there's things that you need to let go of, where should you move to psychically and otherwise? I mean, mentally, physically, and emotionally, where should you move to? Complaining. That's number one. No one ever feels better after complaining. Have you ever been around people that complain a lot? Oh, don't you feel drained, like the energy just like sucks out of you, like the balloon goes dry, right? Because it drains you of positive energy and fills you up on the negative. Proverbs tells us that the fruit of your lips, the stomach is filled. We are what we speak. I love that. Yeah. So complaining. So you always want to turn the conversation to something positive. You really want to work to something that feels good, something praise. Praise is a good word, praising somebody. If they start to complain, start to praise. You know, things you really appreciate. Oh, I really appreciate this. You know, I really appreciate that. I really love this. I really love that. I really like that dress you have on today or that skirt you have on. I love your handbag. I just love your handbag. Or I love that tie you got on. Or, hey, wow, what a cool car you have. You know, that's a great car. Tell me more about it. Turn the conversation from complaining. Turn it. You know, if they're complaining about somebody else, you know, the third person, turn it around. No. You know what? I always found that person rather interesting. You know, I think we learn from something. I've really learned a lot from this other person. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Okay. No complaining. Complaining drinks the joy right out of you. Procrastination. What do you think about that one? I've heard pros and cons about procrastination. Sometimes we procrastinate because we're not ready to take action and we need something more, you know, information or whatever it is to take action. So the article says don't put something off that you can do today. Even if you aren't able to complete the task, the smallest progress step in that direction, you keep from falling into the procrastinator trap. And it can drain your joy if you really feel bad about, oh, I should have done this today. Woe is me. And the simple way of saying it is, oh, you know what? I don't think I was really quite ready to do that today. I don't think I have everything I need to do that. Maybe I'm not in the right mental place to do that today. You know, if you're not going to jump on it, even if you don't make any steps towards it, you can at least change your mindset and say, you know what? I'm just not ready for it yet. My soul doesn't feel stirred to do that yet. I know I'll do it soon. I know I got to do it, and I know I'll do it soon, but I'm just not stirred to do it yet. I think that's a better way of approaching it. You don't have to completely throw, well, I got to jump on everything right now. I got to do it all today. All 37 action items got to be done today or I'll procrastinate, right? What's the next one? The next one goes along with the other one we were talking about. We talked about complaining. Now we'll talk about gossip. Manufacturing gossip are words that tear down the reputation of others will never add any joy to your life. So we're back to that word praise, praising people. Instead of gossiping about them, praising them, right? Asking them to join the conversation. On the other hand, when we use words to build into the lives of others, you bring joy to you as well as them. So it's that praise, it's that appreciation, it's that looking for something there is no human on the planet that is 100% lousy, bad, yucky, whatever words you want to put there. There's always good qualities, even in somebody that you may not really like, and you don't want to gossip about them anyway. So praise that person at some level. Well, they like dogs. Well, that's cool. They like dogs. Nothing more, right? They like green. Whatever. Okay. Approval seeking. Ooh. Okay. So you guys, I don't know if you're, I'll check back in a moment here to see if you have any questions or thoughts or something. Approval seeking. Being liked by everyone is so overrated. It must be better to have God's approval and love others from the genuine place instead of neediness. And love others from a genuine place instead of neediness. Yeah, why do we want seeking approval? Well, it's good to want people to like us. And there's nothing wrong with that. But as they're saying, it's being overly stated. Seeking approval, constantly wanting to be approved. Because you don't want to be shamed, right? You don't want to be shamed by people. So the takes the joy. If you're always seeking approval, just love yourself, right? Isn't that about loving yourself? Just learning to love yourself. Oh, I have a caller. Oh, I only have 3 minutes. Somebody took a call. I've been talking about this other stuff. And let me get back here for a moment. Oh, will it work? Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Hi.
Do you have a name?
Yeah, my name is Jessica.
Jessica, what's going on? We only have a couple minutes, so let's see if we can get to the meat of your question.
I was wondering if you could look at these two different guys just to see my relationship with them or what's going on or something. Ooh. I'm looking for some answers.
Okay. Do you have a first name or first initials?
Yeah, one is Matthias,
okay.
And the other one's Damien.
An M and a D, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the question about him?
Well, with M, they're both soulmates. With M, he was in my life and now out, but mm-hmm. I still think about him, so I'm just kind of wondering.
And that's because you have a spiritual connection with him, yes. You have a past life connection with him, and he's still in your auric field. You've contained him in your auric field, if I can use that expression. You haven't let him go, okay? He's part of you. His energy is always with you, okay?
So I should let that go, or
do you
want to
let it? Do you want to let it go? Are you okay with the status quo?
I'm okay with how it is.
Well, I hear the word. I hear the word purge him or distance yourself from him or cut some of the emotional cords to him. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Because
yeah,
at some level, he's somehow
like to be friends
level,
with him.
Yeah, we got to be careful with the friendship. It doesn't close, if I can use that word. Okay. Because his energy is hindering you from other relationships.
Oh, okay.
It's not that you're not able to attract them, but it feels like we got about a minute. It feels like what it does for you, it kind of puts up a little wall to let somebody deeply in you because you're still thinking about this other person. Okay.
Okay, and then with the D.
What's the question?
Same story. It's somebody that I was in a relationship with that we may reconnect.
Okay, dear. Dear, no, 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 move on.
Okay.
Move on. It's time for you to seek something that feels a lot better for you.
I don't know why these two relationships came back up. Like, I'm trying to release them, but I find myself daydreaming.
Well, then you got to stop. You got to change the dream. Well, that's what you're doing. It's your daydream. You're bringing them back into your consciousness. So you have to get into the principle of they start to come up. Say, no, I don't want this. Let it go. I'm letting it go. I don't. No. Put them on a cloud and let them float away. Okay. Got it.
Okay. So even with D, not even a friendship.
If you can make it very casual, yes. Very casual. Okay.
Okay.
I got to go.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks.
You know, well, that's a whole different thing on the show, but I'll be back on Friday. So I love you guys. Back on Friday, not tomorrow, but Friday. Bye.